So I request all assembled Vaishnava to bless me that I may be able to speak some pleasing words to Lord Krishna and assembled Vaishnavas and to make some sense of the great epic Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not qualified, but I will try, make an attempt. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 17, Text 6 and 7. On the board there is only the 7th sloka, but I read also the 6th. Yachannayadapi krishnasya bhavan bhagavata prabho swara susraswa punyaham purvadeya katasrayam. Then we read the 7th sloka. Bhakyaya me anuraktaya tava chadakshayasya cha vaktum arasi yo haduyat panya rupena kam imam bhaktaya me anuraktaya tavacha dokshaya sacha vaktu marasi yadduyat vanya rupena gammimam bhaktaya me anuraktaya tavacha dokshaya sacha vaktu marasi yadduyat vanya rupena gammimam bhaktaya me anuraktaya tavacha dokshayasya cha vaktu marasya yadyugyat vanya rupena gammimam. Mataji's. Yat, which cha and anyat other happy certainly krishnaya half krishna bhavan your good self bhagavata of the supreme personality of Godhead prabho powerful Shrava, glorious activities. Suswavasaha, who is very pleasing to hear about. Punyam, pious. Purvadeha, of his previous incarnation. Katasruyam, connected with the narration. Bhaktaya unto the devotee, me to me, anuraktaya very much attentive, dava of you, cha and adokshayasya of the Lord who is known as adokshaja, cha also, Bhaktumarasi, please narrate. Yaha, one who haduyat, milked, vainyarupena, in the form of the son of King Vina, gum, cow, earth, imam, this. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Prithu Maharaj was a powerful incarnation of Lord Krishna potency. Consequently, any narration concerning his activity is surely very pleasing to hear, and it is produced all good fortune. As far as I am concerned, I am always your devotee, as well as the devotee of the Lord, who is known as Adokshaya. Please therefore narrate all the stories of King Prithu, who in the form of the son of King Vina, milked the cow sheep earth. Please repeat. Prithu Maharaj was a powerful incarnation of the Lord potency. Consequently, any narration concerning his activity is surely very pleasing to hear, and it produces all good fortune. As far as I am concerned, I am always your devotee, as well as the devotee of the Lord, who is known as Adokshaja. Please therefore narrate all stories of King Prithu, who in the form of the son of King Vina, milk the cow sheep earth. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna is also known as Avatari, which means one from whom all incarnations emanate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material world. Everything emanates from me. Thus, Lord Krishna is the origin of everyone's appearance. As far as this material world is concerned, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva are all emanation from Krishna. These three incarnations of Krishna are called Guna Avataras. The material world is governed by these three modes of nature, and Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva respectively take charge of the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. Maharaj Prithu is also an incarnation of those qualities of Lord Krishna by which one rules over conditioned souls. In this verse, the word Adokshaja, meaning beyond the possession of the material senses, is very significant. No one can perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead by mental speculation. Therefore, a person with a profound knowledge cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, since one can form only an impersonal idea of the strength of one's material senses. The Lord is known as Adoksha Jaya. Jaya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Ajnana Jaya Shabataya Chakshurum Medamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Pudale Shri Madhija Padaka Swami Niti Namne Namacharya Padaya Nita Kripa Padaya Ne Gaura Kata Damadaya Navar Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pachayane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskattale Sitarine Panchakalpakarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Shri Gaura Bhatta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this particular pastimes of Prithu Maharaj, when he becomes angry to the earth, we can see how the king is taking responsibility to see that all the citizens are fed nicely. And if you read these old pastimes, there are citizens who are going to complain to him and say, my dear king, you are our maintainer, we are becoming very skinny and we are not eating properly because the earth is not giving us enough nourishment in the form of grain. So the king, being the representative of Vishnu or Krishna, he took it very much sincerely to see that all the citizens which were under his reign, which at that time he was the emperor means the emperor of the whole earth, the planet. There were many other kings, but he was the emperor of the earth. So he took very much responsibility and he chastised the earth for not supplying properly all the necessary grain. So this is very important to understand, because we can see this in this Kali Yuga, how the different government, they are actually not taking responsibility to see that the people are being engaged properly and also maintained properly. Actually, this whole modern civilization is geared on exploitation of its own people. So what we see is that this corrupting mentality of the people of Kali Yuga and the government is that they just want to exploit everybody for their own self benefit. They have their own Swiss account, they have their own family, they appoint their own member of their family to succeed them, and their own interest is not to see that the citizens are well maintained and well engaged, but they actually want to exploit everybody for their own benefit. So this is Kali Yuga, of course. Manda sumanda madayo manda bhagya upadrita kalo dattar kirtanat. See, this is in Kali Yuga. There are people are very much misled. They're lazy. They're unfortunate, and above all, they're always disturbed. So people, they are without leader. So they become confused when the government supposed to protect them, when the government supposed to maintain them, when the government supposed to see that the people are engaged accordingly. Unfortunately, the government is not doing that. So much so that sometime here in West Bengal, many times the minister used to come and preach to the citizen in the village and promise them that we will give you a hand pump. In some villages there is no water, there is no electricity. So people, they rely on pukurs or small lakes. The people go and take bath there and they wash their clothes there with soap. And then they take the same water and they drink it. Obviously they become sick. So many people, they have diseases. Or people go to the Ganges and bring the water. And of course the government has made some arrangement for some water pipe where people can drink good water. So some of these villages which are in a remote corner of West Bengal, this minister comes with a fancy car, preaching to them, making beautiful stage, having a nice fan, a nice microphone, promising them, we will help you, we will do this, we will do that. But then after people give their votes, they disappear. And villages are suffering. No water, no shelter, no electricity, no engagement. And so what happened after many years, when this minister, they come back again and again, then people, they become angry. They threw stone at the car of the minister. And they say, get lost. We don't want to see you anymore. Don't come, don't dare to come to our village. We burn your car. Because people are fed up, you know. People come and speak very nice words. Yes, we will give this. Yes, we will do this for you. We'll do that. Just elect us. So then people, they believe. They're simple villagers, they're naive, so they elect the party and then nothing. Irresponsible. So, here in these particular pastimes, we can see how eventually this Maharaj Prithu established Varnashram Dharma, which is the perfect social environment for everybody. According to the four divisions of human society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, which are created by the Lord, everyone is engaged accordingly. And this is the perfect system by which the society can function. Unfortunately, nowadays, everything is ulta-pulta, or upside down. Yeah, the Brahmana are becoming Sudras, the Sudras are becoming Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, they're exploiting everybody, whoever can make money. In Kali Yuga, they say, if you are rich, you are a honest person. But if you are poor, and you are honest, and you are truthful, nobody cares for you, you know. This is the quality of Kali Yuga. You just have to need to show some money. Then you are perfectly situated in society, you are respected, you are welcome. But if you are a Brahmana, you are poor, nobody wants to see you. Who wants to listen to this guy? He's a poor man. He cannot get 2 square meals together for his family. Get lost. I don't want to see you. So this is an unfortunate position of Kali Yuga. The Sri Vaishnava, they say that poverty is the lakshanam of the Brahmanas. Why? Because they actually accept poverty as their status. The Lord is all in all. Understanding that everything belongs to the Lord, why do they want to work to make some money? They are depending on the Lord's mercy. They are only interested in serving the Lord, in serving the Vaishnavas, because that is the goal of their life. Yes? So they are not making any extra effort for material aggrandizement or wealth. Because they know, the Lord, whatever I deserve, will give me. Let me engage in devotional service. Let me perform my duty. So again, we come back to the point that although in this Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, everybody is born in ignorance, but still all of us, we have some quality. So it's very important for us to understand where we stand, what is our qualification. In Italy they say, l'abito non fa il monaco. That means the dress doesn't make the priest. Of course we can dress nicely with a nice tilak, with a nice chadar, and we can look like Vaishnava, and of course we are Vaishnavas, and we are trying to become Vaishnavas. But then we have to develop those qualities, those qualities of the Vaishnavas. And of course Srila Prabhupada say, who is a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava, what Prabhupada say? Anybody knows? Who is a Vaishnava? A gentleman is a Vaishnava, yes? Correct? That was correct answer for you? No? Anyway, Vaishnava is a gentleman. Of course, there are so many variety of Vaishnava, but you see, Vaishnava is above Varnashram. Whatever qualification we may have, we can engage that qualification in serving the Lord. So, but it's important for us to understand who we are. Like, just like we are not this body, again, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, but we have this body. It's just like you are having a vehicle. Now, if you want to go race in the Formula One, then you should have a Formula One car. You cannot go there with the ambassador and race in Formula One car. Everybody will laugh and say, where are you going? There's no chance of you doing anything. So similarly, if we understand where we stand, what is our position? Of course, we know that the ultimate position, we are Dasa, 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 Anudas. We are the eternal servant of the Lord. But still, because we are encaged in this body, there is certain duty which prevails to this body. And whatever qualification we may have, we can engage that in the service of the Lord. It doesn't matter whether we clean the temple, whether we cook prasadam, whether we are doing the puja in the temple, we're distributing books, whatever service, all the services performed with a nice mood of devotion, this will be acceptable by the Lord. And we should not try and attempt to do some other service which doesn't agree with our nature. We have a conditioned nature, so that conditioned nature should be engaged in the service of the Lord, because by engaging that conditioned nature, we become purified and we can come to the point of liberation. Within this lifetime, it's not that we have to go through the process of taking birth, you know, millions of birth. Of course, we may have to take so many birth, that's another point. But in this lifetime, Srila Prabhupada said, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So, I was traveling in South India as an advance party with Rukmiya Prabhu. We were doing the advance party for His Holiness Jayapadaka Swami and his safari party. So we were in a Tirupati station and we saw one Vaishnava, young, and he was in his 20, 25, with this Sri Vaishnava tilak, big tilak. You know, in South India they wear this big tilak. But he was having a japa mala, he was chanting Hare Krishna. So we went and see him, and he paid business to us, we paid business to him, we embraced him, we told him, where you come from, where are you going, what are you doing? You're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're Sri Vaishnava. He said, yes. One devotee gave me the Bhagavad Gita, and I understood. And in this Kali Yuga, we must chant the holy name of the Lord. That's the only way to go back home, back to God. And I know many devotees, I'm very impressed with the devotees, so I'm taking up this process of chanting. Even though as Sri Vaishnava we are worshipping the Lord Balaji in Tirupati, still we can chant the holy name of the Lord, there is no harm. So then he was telling, you know, there are four things which a Vaishnava should know. And I say, yeah, I know this one. I've been in South India a long time. So I say, yes, I die, kodai. And he say, no. What is this? Yes, this is one thing. The Sri Vaishnava consider these four things important to be known. So adai is in Sri Ranga, they make a kind of salty pancake. It's a special Mahaprasadam which they offer to Ranganath Swami. And then they say nadai. Nadai is the palanquin which they carry the Lord in Kanchipuram. They walk in different style, sometimes as a tiger, sometimes as an elephant, sometimes as a camel. So it's a big, huge palanquin. There are 16 people carrying this palanquin. And the Lord is there with a big mirror, you know, going with Lakshmi Devi. And they carry the palanquin in such a way, which is very beautiful to see. And then they stop, and people can go under the palanquin and take the blessing of the Satari and Charanamrita. Very cultural, very beautiful. And then I said, Vadai is a Huru Dal Fry. I think this one is something which they make also in some temple in South India, I forgot. And Kodai is the umbrella. They carry this big, huge umbrella and they throw them, they spin them and they throw them while they carry the Lord. So I said these four things, usually the Sri Vaishnava think that these four things Sri Vaishnava should know. He said, no. This everybody knows. I said, really? I'm impressed. So tell me, what are the other four things? I don't know. He said, the rooster, the crane, the salt, and you. I said, oh, really? This one, I don't know. Please explain, yeah, what is the rooster, the crane, the salt, and you? I was perplexed. So he said, the rooster. This is coming from Parasaramuni. Huh? So he said, the rooster, if you observe the rooster, it goes in the garbage scrap. But he finds something to eat always. That's the quality of the rooster. He said, just like the rooster, the Vaishnavas, they can see good quality in everybody's heart. Huh? They can find out something. Oh, this person is good in doing this. This devotee is special in doing that. In this connection, there is a pastime of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. There was one devotee who was a brahmachari and I don't know, I think he fell down. His wife went and took him away. Something. So everybody was in the room, you know, and they were all, the guy was poacher guy, you know, he was bad, he was doing that. He was, he fell down because he ate too much maharashtra, this, that, so many. They are complaining so much, you know. You know, brahmachari life. And Bhaktisiddhanta opened the door, he said, yes, but he was wearing very nicely this dhoti. And he closed the door. Just to show that, you know, he had some good quality. He was very nice cloth. But no one saw that. So the rooster is able to find good quality by observation. The Vaishnavas, sorry, the rooster is able to find food from the garbage also. So the Vaishnavas are able to see good qualities in everybody. Then he said, the crane. I said, what is the crane? He said, the crane is standing. He's meditating on the fish. He's standing on one leg, there, in a lake or in the river. As soon as the fish pass by, whoop, swallow the fish. He said, I said, then what? He said, the Vaishnavas, they're always peaceful. But when the opportunity comes to serve the devotees and serving the Vaishnavas, they take that opportunity, they jump and say, okay, let me perform service. Let me help these devotees. That's a nice quality. I said, very interesting. Then he said, salt. He said, when you eat, do you see the salt? I said, no, you can't see it. But can you taste it? He said, yes. He said, if you put too much salt, you like? I said, no. If you put too less, no. Should be exactly amount. Good cook knows how to cook, how to put the exact amount of salt. It's very funny because my father used to work in Hilton Hotel. Sometimes he used to come home and my mother used to cook sauce for making spaghetti. And he would say, simply by the smell, he would say, you put too much salt. I said, how is possible? You know? And when we ate, it was true. It was too much salt. How can by smell? Somebody knows. But somebody is expert cook. They can find out. So he said that the devotees, when they are there, they have a flavor. By simply by their presence, they create an atmosphere of purity. You can feel them. You may not see them, but you can feel them. That is the beauty of the Vaishnavas. I said, okay. And then he said, you. He said, you means, who am I? He said, I'm not a Vaishnava. I'm trying to become a Vaishnava. So I'm looking, where are those Vaishnavas? So I can serve them and associate with them. That's you. You are thinking of yourself. I am not a devotee. I'm trying to become a devotee, but I cannot be a devotee unless I associate with devotee. I serve the devotee. That is you. You say, you learn these four things, then you are a Vaishnava. You say, Dandavat Pranam. I learned something very interesting today. It was very wonderful. And then our train came, so we parted and we paid business to each other. I never saw him again, but wonderful Vaishnavas. So this Parasaramuni explained about these four things which are very interesting. And so the Vaishnavas are very, very merciful and the Vaishnavas are the source of all wonderful quality. So we are very, very fortunate to be living here in Mayapur where we are surrounded by Vaishnavas. We are surrounded by beautiful temple, complex, deities, Even if you live outside, sometimes you're trying to forget Krishna, you cannot. If somebody's doing some bhajan somewhere, they're doing some kirtan, you can hear. So, of course, in a holy dham, you know, it's very easy to perform spiritual life. And we wake up in the morning, we chant Hare Krishna, we come to the temple. So our life is like very, very well protected by Lord Krishna and the assembled Vaishnava and the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, who create this spiritual, powerful environment for us to live in. But we should take association of Vaishnava. That's very, very important. Now this association is very, very powerful. And of course we see each other, Haribol, Haribol. Can be also external. Sometimes you can live in a big city like New York, or Rome, or Los Angeles, or anywhere in the world. And maybe you live in the same building for 20 years, but you don't know your neighbor. Say, Haribol, you see him in a little, you say, hello, how are you? But that's very impersonal. So as Vaishnava, we should learn how to associate with Vaishnavas. So how do we associate with Vaishnavas? Who knows? Prabhuji, you are Pandit. How do we associate with Vaishnavas? By giving and receiving gifts, by inquiring and receiving information, and by giving gift and giving prasadam. So we are as Grihastha, we should always invite devotees to our home, feed them sumptuously, prasadam, and take remnants of those great Vaishnavas. In this particular pastime, there is a nice pastime with connected with Ramanujacharya. Before Ramanujacharya, he was married, and he saw one devotee, Kanchipurnam, who was, he was a very elevated soul, but he was coming from Sudra background. So he went to him and said, please Prabhu, accept me as your disciple. He said, how can I do that? You are a scholar, you are a great Sanskrit pundit, and I am nobody, I am a Sudra. So how can I accept you? This is not possible, this is not feasible, this is not proper. But he went and inquiring and constantly. And so one day he invited this devotee to his home. He told his wife, please prepare nice prasadam. This devotee is coming to take respect prasadam with us. So please make nice arrangement. So his wife, she was very conservative, coming from Brahmin family background. So she prepared everything. But this devotee thought, you know, I am very fallen, you know. So he went before Ramanuja was supposed to come, he went half an hour before. He went to the house and said, mother, give me some, I'm begging some alms, please give me some prasadam. So she said, please come inside, sit down. He made a mat, put a plate, he served him nicely. So he took everything and then he left. He took prasadam and left. And then when Ramanujacharya came, he said, where is the devotee? And he found his wife. She was wearing a wet cloth and she was cooking again. I said, what are you doing? You're supposed to have already cooked prasadam and offered to the Lord. And I'm supposed to take prasadam with this devotee. What happened? You're late? He said, no, no, no. That devotee came. I fed him nicely. And he said, and then what is the prasadam? Oh, I give it to some sudra, you know. And then I took bath and I'm cooking again. Because he's a sudra. And then Ramanujacharya became so angry. He left and went under the tree. He was crying for a long time. So, prasadam is very powerful. And of course, in due course of time, eventually, you know, this devotee accepted Kanchipurna, accept him. As his disciple, and eventually he took sannyas. So many pastimes happened in his family life that, you know, at one point he saw that him and his wife, they were not very compatible. She was very nice, very cultured, but she was stuck into this mentality of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Sudra, you know, who is higher, who is lower. She couldn't understand the mood of her husband of pure devotional service and associating with Vaishnava and with devotees. So eventually Ramanuja made arrangement. He wrote a nice letter and he gave it to a brahmana. He said, please go and give this to my wife. And the letter say, my dear daughter, please come home. Your sister is getting married. I need your help for the marriage of your daughter. She was very happy. She left. He told Ramanuja, I'm going for the marriage of my sister. Please go, no problem. And at the same time, Ramanuja went away and he accept the sannyasi order. And of course, he went on preaching, and so many pastimes happened. So this is the duty of Grihastha Vaishnavas to invite people to their home and feed them prasadam. This is one of the service Atithi Narayan say that sometimes the guests come unannounced, and then you should welcome him nicely, you should feed him prasadam, you should give him a glass of water and a seat, make him feel welcome. Yeah? So I'm sure that all of you are engaged in these activities. And so we are very nicely situated here in Sridhar Mayapur. And the other point I wanted to say is that everybody can actually engage in wonderful service of the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord, because that is what we are here for. Sometimes the body makes some material calculation. They think, okay, I'll make so much money, I'll go to Mayapur, I'll sit and relax, and I'll be Krishna consciousness. But let me tell you these other pastimes. We were in 1984, I think, we were doing Ratha Yatra, we were building the chariot in Calcutta temple. Me and another devotee, his name is Dhruva Das, from Italy. We worked really hard building the chariot. We were night and day going to the Malik Bazaar, buying the axle, the wheel. We got even some airplane wheel, chain, cables, bolt, nuts. We were dirty with grease. Sometimes it used to be rain season. We used to be stuck inside a place with all this bolt and nut. And we were full of grease. So we are waiting for the rain to stop so we can go and finish the work. But we didn't bring our japa mala and we couldn't touch with grease. So we took some chain and we were chanting with the chain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He said, this is too much devotion anyway. But so in the end of Ratha Yatra was very successful. We built three chariots and, you know, the mayor of Calcutta came and it was a big successful Ratha Yatra. Our president said, look, I'm very pleased with you guys. I'll give you 1 week. You go to Mayapur and relax. Take prasad and just take rest because you work so hard. So we said, wow, that's wonderful. You know, we came to Mayapur. They give us a room in the Lotus building. And every day they give us a big plate of Mahaprasadam, you know, we're eating and sleeping, go to the temple, take darshan, eating and sleep. After 3-4 days, you see, we feel like disturbed in Maya. So what's wrong with us? You know, we are in Mayapur, we're taking prasadam. But then we didn't feel happy, you know. I mean, we recovered a little bit from the hard work. But then we didn't feel happy, you know, because we didn't do any service. We're just here eating and sleeping and taking darshan. That's all we're doing. Just sit, go to sleep, wake up again, eat again, go to sleep again, because we eat so much. We get knocked down ourselves with Mahaprasadam. So after 3 days we phone to the president and say, hey, we are coming back, you know. I say, okay, come, no problem. Because, you know, we are wake up in the morning, we are like the temple commander. So we used to wake up in the morning, we are brahmacharis. Wake up in the morning, 3:30, and clean the temple, wake up all the devotees, which was a tough job. And then do the all day program, we are all day engaged in the devotional service. It was very blissful, you know. We also started this prasad distribution, Food for Life. And we were completely blissful by performing the devotional service. So sometimes the devotees think, oh, I'll go to Mayapur, you know, I'll make my material arrangements, and I'll be happy. But then, you know, unless you engage in active devotional service, which is that connection with Krishna, then we won't become satisfied, we won't become happy. So that service must be performed for the pleasure of Krishna. Otherwise, we don't feel satisfaction, we don't feel happiness. We maybe become nicely situated, whether we are brahmachari or grihastha, nice office, air conditioned. But ultimately, Srila Prabhupada says that we are here for the purpose of preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are the soldier of Lord Chaitanya. So we had to go and distribute books. We had to go and preach. Because if we do any other things, and if we forget preaching, book distribution, then we get lost. Because the main purpose of this movement is to bring people to the level of preparing them to become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. And I know many of you, all of us, how do we come in contact with Krishna consciousness? I'm sure that all of us, all of you can write a book. Some devotee came and give you a book, magazine, somebody give you some prasadam, somebody even find in the garbage bin a back to Godhead book. One devotee told me this far out story. The Russian devotee, they were traveling more than 10, 15, 20 years ago. They were traveling dressed in a karmic cloth in Transylvania train, which takes 7 days from one side of Russia to another. So one old man came with a Xerox copy of Bhagavad Gita, as it is, and said, please buy this book. And the devotee saw open, this is a Xerox copy of Prabhupada books. And they asked him, who are you? What are you doing? See, I read this book and my life has changed. And in this book said that you must distribute this book. So every day I'm making 10 Xerox of this book and I'm traveling this train 7 days and I'm distributing these books. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm vegetarian, I follow. This is my guru. And the devotee told him, you know there is ISKCON? He said, what is ISKCON? You know there are devotees? What is devotee? He didn't know anything. He said, where did you find this book? Oh, I was clearing some godown and there was stuck a book, but this book shined me out. It was luminous. I took it and I took it home and I read it and my life has changed. And then the devotee told him, would you like to come to the temple? There is a lot of people like you who are chanting Hare Krishna, who are following this principle, and he was in bliss. So, the main thing is to focus on the preaching. And of course, see, Mayapur is a very special place because when people come here, they're having a wonderful experience. All the guests, all the life members. Mayapur is a very, very special place. So we can, just by our presence, is preaching. When people see all the foreign Vaishnavas, white elephant, I am not white anymore, I've been a long time in India, 33 years. I look like Indian. So, but when people see you who are white, they think, wow, everything goes in their mind like, what's going on, you know? I want to go to America, I want to make money, I want to work in IBM, I want to make $1 million, I want to buy Alfa Romeo and Harley Davidson, and boom, these guys are from America and they are here. What? You shatter all their dreams, all their materialistic idea, all their materials. They can't figure out why these guys are here, what they're doing, you know? And then sometimes people stop and say, oh, where you come from? What are you doing? What's your name? You should be polite. We should explain. Don't be annoyed. Because people are really perplexed. Are they for real? Are these real devotees? Are still people, these people are dedicated to the service of Krishna? So it's very astonishing for them. It's an attraction. So we should be very pleasing or pleasant for them so that people can connect, you know, you can connect these people to Krishna consciousness. You can tell them, please chant Hare Krishna and be happy, because by this chanting process your life would be perfect. So, and the morning program is there, it's wonderful, so many people sit down, they chant one round, you know. The other day we were in Kolkata, we went to this Swiss hotel, 5-star, for some reason. And the person who was working there, he said, yeah, where, you are from Mayapur? I said, yeah, I'm from Mayapur. Did you come to Mayapur? Yeah, yeah, I like it very much. I was chanting in the morning with you after the Mongol Arati program, I chant one round. Very nice, I feel so peaceful. I want to come again. So there are only two types of people in Kolkata. Those people who have been in Mayapur and want to come back again, and those people who have not been in Mayapur but they want to come. So we have to welcome people. Please come. Please be part of this community. Be with us. Enjoy transcendental bliss. Become free from all material perplexity by the process, spiritual process of rejuvenating yourself, re-establishing yourself in devotional service, which is so pleasing. Susukam kartum avyayam. Very, very joyfully performed. So it is not very difficult. I know sometimes, especially for those of us who have small children, sometimes I remember, you know, everybody come pull the kid's cheek, like, and the kids are really freaked out. You can imagine if 50 people every day come and you pull your cheek, you know, get lost, man, why are you pulling my cheek all the time? You know? They're like punching their face. But it's okay, you know, they can understand. But it's nice to interact. It's nice to learn a few Bengali words as well. Kamon Achen, how are you? Balo Achen. Of course, some of the senior devotees like Satadana Prabhu, he learned Bengali. He can speak Bengali better than the Bengali people. And people are very amazed. So we can learn some Bengali words because you say a few words, you conquer the heart. Oh my God. Yes, learn Bengali. Maybe a few words, but still, these words make a different impact. Connect them with you. So we should help the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, which is always, he says, the real preaching is selling book. You should know the tactic how to sell book without irritating. Your lecture will do for 3 minutes. But if he reads one page, his life will be turned. We don't want to irritate anyone, however. If he goes away by your aggressive tactic, they are nonsense and it is your failure. Neither you could sell a book, neither he would remain. But if he buys a book, that is the real successful preaching. So, of course, I think we have come out of that stage where by hook or crook sell a book. We sell a lot of books, but not the volumes. Because we sell it by crook. Oh, this is a yoga book, this, that, so many things we say. Then people buy the book. These guys are liars. Yes, yoga, but what yoga? We should tell the truth. This Bhakti Yoga book. This reconnected to Krishna. So, there's not much preaching we can do. Like Srila Prabhupada say, you know, you can give a lecture for a few minutes, but people forget. That's what's really hard. We are very fortunate to be here. And the other point I want to say is that we must, Krishna consciousness is like a big cake. From wherever you bite, it's always sweet, it's nectarine. But we should be ready to perform service according to time, place and circumstances. And we should be always ready to do positive service for pleasing the Lord. Of course, we cannot all do direct service to Krishna, but to serve the devotee is higher than serving Krishna. So we are surrounded by the devotee and we should please them and try to. That's a nice service which the devotee will appreciate. If the devotee appreciates, then Krishna will become happy with us. And there is a Bengali slogan, what is that? If Krishna wants to protect you, no one. Mare Krishna Rakeke Rake Krishna Mareke. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can destroy you. And if Krishna wants to destroy you, no one can protect you. So, and so of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj say, act in such a way that don't try to find Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. So, if we act accordingly to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then Krishna will be very pleased with us. By associating with the devotee and following this process, gradual process of elevation to Krishna consciousness, we will prepare ourselves to return home, back to Godhead. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Our time is over. Hare Krishna. If you have any question or if you have any comment, there are senior devotees here who can help us. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Guru. In this verse, which is written on the board, it said Bhaktaya Mayeno Raktaya. That is, I am your devotee. As far as I am concerned, I am your devotee and dedicated to Anurakta. Generally, we don't see this kind of statements from devotees. I mean, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we don't see that any devotee says, yes, I am your devotee. How is it that he is saying that he is a devotee, claiming to be a devotee?
Well, in this particular pastime, he is speaking to the Brahmanas. So he is telling, I am your devotee. He is telling to the Brahmanas. He is a king, he is the emperor, but he is saying, I am your devotee. Because in the Varnashram system, the king, he is submissive to the Brahmanas. He follows the instruction of the Brahmanas. In this particular pastimes, Prithu Maharaj is nothing but the Brahmana manipulation. What they did, King Vina, who was very sinful, the Brahmana removed him, and out of him, Maharaj Prithu come. So he's very submissive to the Brahmanas. I'm your devotees, and also I am the devotee of the Lord. So, in that connection, is that clear? And of course, he is also an empowering incarnation of the Lord. We should not forget that. Yes, sir. Yes, I love this.
Be a grihastha, be a brahmachari, be
Thank you very much, Satyanarayana Prabhu. That's why I give that pastimes where I say the particular story that when I was with Dhruva doing the Ratayal festival, we came to Mayapur, and even though we are in Mayapur, I'm taking prasad and seeing the deity and chanting the holy name, that we didn't feel so happy. So,
so it's very important, yeah, for all of us to actually find some kind of mutual service, even though if the management may overlook us, because sometimes we have a lot of devotees, and there is a lot of services which are allotted to the brahmacharis, which is the working force for Maya. But we as a grass householder, besides the duty of maintaining our family and taking care of education, our children, etc., etc., we can find some active devotional service which we can link ourselves for the pleasure of the Lord, and that will give us the realization you're talking about. Because unless we do that, then we won't be feeling too satisfied. So, and of course, it is the duty of the management, and it is a fact that we just discussed last week about the human resources. We are in the process of finding out how to engage the bodies in proper devotional service. But everyone can also themselves, you know, figure out some way. They can see. Like sometimes I see the chandelier. See, I always think, how to bring the chandelier? Because the chandelier, if you go there, like you said, five-star hotel, very clean. You can see the fan, it needs to be clean. So maybe we can find out who is in charge of this and say, hey, can I help you to clean this fan? Or can I fix these things? Can I do this thing? You know, many different.
Even I'm sure that that the body will not mind to cooperate and engage in devotional service, those devotees are the sincere seekers of the service. So the Lord also empowers us with vision on how to serve for pleasing the Lord and pleasing the Vaishnava. That is there. So I think with the association of the Vaishnavas and the senior devotee, we can inquire and find out how can we improve something, how we can engage ourselves in that particular. If we have some expertise, you know, then we can engage that expertise in the service of the Lord. Thank you very much for reminding us. So we'll close here. It's time for prasadam. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Gaura Prema.